This is a cabin Johnny Ashenbrenner knows well.
Oh, in the 50s, this is where I was born and raised, really.
Despite being right on U.S. Highway 8 between Crandon and Leona, there were no power lines to the home until 1962, so the family used generators for electricity.
Okay.
This was the bedroom you were in here, and that's one of my sister's bedroom. That became the kitchen and the entrance.
Nowadays, the cabin has an updated yet rustic feel, and Ashenbrenner rents it out as part of his small resort on Wabakon Lake.
Snowmobiles, ATVs, now ice fishermen do everything. Well, yeah, they can get a group in here.
The cabin is literally connected to the tiny bar Ashenbrenner also owns. That's where, with the hum of beer coolers in the background, I talked to him about business.
This summer was pretty good because I think people were trying to escape from the cities. Now, this winter, it's been very slow because there's no snow.
Good snow for the snowmobile crowd comes and goes. It just depends on the year. But one thing is constant enough to make Johnny Ashenbrenner wince and chuckle.
So tell me about internet here.
It's bad, he says. Forget about fiber optic, high-speed broadband, or even DSL. He tries to rely on a satellite service that's shaky at best.
I was trying to watch a 5-minute video off Facebook the other night. It took me a half hour, and I never did get through the 5 minutes.
Ashenbrenner would love to advertise that he has a good internet connection for resort and bar guests to use, but that would be a lie.
But in snowmobile season and in the summer on the weekend, this is packed, and that deck out there is packed, and there's people starting at noon, and coming, and everyone wants to know your Wi-Fi.
Sure, he has Wi-Fi, he tells them, but don't expect much. You might be able to read an email if you're lucky. Ashenbrenner lives in a dead zone in the middle of an entire county struggling with broadband service. A recent study ranked Forest County 68th of Wisconsin's 72 counties for rural broadband access, hampering businesses, students, people working from home, and patients trying to use telehealth. Only half of the rural residents of the county have a broadband speed of 25 megabits per second, which is often considered a minimum standard. But projects like this promise to start changing that. Mark Ferris and I are standing on a muddy patch of town-owned land in Hiles, north of Crandon.
What we're watching is this tower, this 300-foot tower, is going to be going up in sections.
Ferris is in charge of economic development in Forest County, and he's observing the construction of the first tower in an ambitious project. All told, 17 towers will provide fixed wireless broadband service to wide stretches of the county.
God, you got to be excited for that.
Oh, call it the reality.
Last year, the State Public Service Commission awarded the county nearly $1 million for the project. By the end of 2021, more than half of the 17 towers will be providing broadband service to people and businesses within a several-mile radius of where they stand.
We just have to have this. We can't. It's really a goes to survival in Forest County for our families, education, economic development.
As the Forest County Board Chair, Cindy Gretzinger naturally has a lot of issues on her mind, from roads to courts to health. Broadband, though, is right at the top.
We come to the conclusion that we have to help ourselves, you know, and nobody's going to do it for us.
The way she sees it, agitating for better broadband in Forest County really isn't much of a choice.
Maybe at one time, broadband internet was thought of as a luxury. You know, it's no longer that. It's a necessity. It's right up there with electricity and water.
Johnny Ashenbrenner has yet to find out whether his bar and resort will be within range of a new fixed wireless tower. In the early 1970s, he was the very last man out of Forest County drafted for Vietnam War service. 50 years later, he's hoping he won't be the last man in the county to get decent internet service. For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer in Forest County. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.